Now time for our Frankfort Locker Room chat as we get set for week 4 of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by the Frankfort football coach. That is Nick Anderson. Always appreciate the time. Brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, your offense continues to keep grinding away. Another big-time performance in the win at Solomon last week, 76-0. Your team improves to 3-0. Just talk about that one last week.
Yeah, I was really proud of our guys on how they handled the weather delay. We didn't really get started till 8:30, and I was kind of curious to see how that would, what type of effect that would have on us. And we came out pretty sharp and got a couple stops early and forced some short fields for our offense to go. And we were really efficient, able to spread the ball around and get multiple guys involved offensively. So yeah, it was a good night.
You mentioned the weather delay. Do you have kind of a plan in place as far as like you and the coaches if that happens? It doesn't seem to happen too often, or is it just you kind of pick it up on the fly and just say, okay, guys, this is what we need to do?
Well, that was actually the first weather delay I've had in 9 years. So it was kind of new territory for me. And so we just, you know, tried to make our kids as comfortable as possible and make sure they had enough food and drinks in their bellies and kind of kept their minds focused on what we needed to accomplish.
What's been so successful, or what's been the reason for so much success here with the offense early on, 70-plus points in each of the first three games? What would you say are the key contributing factors to that success here early on?
Well, we got so many playmakers that right now we're scoring on a lot of big plays, and Wes is doing a good job spreading the ball around, and I think four or five different guys have scored on big plays this year, and so that makes us tough to defend. And when we can do that, you know, it's tough on opposing defenses, and he's been pretty efficient with the football. His completion percentage is much higher than it was last year, and we're running just well enough and enough to keep defenses honest, I think.
Well, and then talk about the defense real quick, and particularly in that game against Solomon, they had 23 carries for negative 21 rushing yards. Obviously, I would think it kind of starts with the line up front, but overall the defense, again, pretty dominant.
Yeah, we were fortunate to get a few bad snaps that allowed us to, you know, make that yardage number look a little bit better. But I thought we flew around to the football pretty well and kept them on their toes and really made them one-dimensional for sure.
We're talking with Nick Anderson. A few more minutes with the Frankfort football coach. Obviously, a monster matchup here on Friday as district play gets underway at Hanover. We'll talk about it after this here on KMZA. We continue our conversation with Nick Anderson, Frankfort football coach, again presented by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, also Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, obviously it's kind of like that new start to the season. A lot of coaches like to break things up in tiers, and now that we got district play officially underway, it feels like everybody starts at 0-0, essentially. Do you feel kind of the same way in that regard?
Yeah, we talk to our kids about how your season's broken into, you know, kind of three different seasons. You got the before district, in district, and then postseason, hopefully. And so they understand what's at stake, and they understand the type of environment and the type of game that we're going to be involved in on Friday.
This will be our feature game on 92.1, Frankfort at Hanover. Well, let's talk about the Wildcats a little bit. It's a rich tradition there, obviously, for so many years, and just obviously one of the bigger names in the eight-man ranks. But they have shut out their last two opponents, beating Clifton Clyde and then Washington County last week. They also have a nice one over El Saline in week number one, so also a 3-0 team. What do you see from this Hanover team as you put them on tape this week?
You know, offensively, I think they're a little bit more diversified maybe than they've been in the past. You know, they're an older team this year, and their young guys have grown up, and so you can tell that they're comfortable doing some different things offensively. And I also think they're a little bit deeper. They play a few more kids than maybe they had in years past. And they're a much improved team, and, you know, they're going to be well coached for sure.
As you look at this Wildcats team again, I think offensively, again, you mentioned just diverse. I mean, knowing them from the TVL in years past, I mean, is it much different? I mean, is it all pretty much the same? They seem to have a pretty stable body of work, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, it seems like they're using motion more this year than maybe they have in the past, and a little bit more eye candy and those types of things. But they'll spread you out, and they'll run sideline to sideline, and they'll go double tight, and they'll try to run it down your throat. And they have the ability with the play action to throw the ball over the top. So it's a very, very well-oiled offense.
Well, let's talk about just some keys to the game. It's a big-time matchup, two teams that are 3-0, but obviously you look at it at 0-0, first district game. You want to get on the right side of it to begin district play. So what's it going to take on Friday night to get a big win on the road?
You know, first thing is we've got to handle the environment. It's a it's going to be a ruckus crowd, and you know, it's going to be packed. And so we got to handle that and not make it more than it is. You know, and if we can go through the game and focus on each play, play by play, and focus on the process and not focus on the scoreboard and the outcome, I think we'll be okay. But that's tough to do in this type of matchup with all the hype and build up in this type of game. It's easy for a 16, 17 year old, 18 year old kid to get their minds in the wrong spot. So just focus on, you know, doing your job every play, and the previous play has no, you know, impact on the future play, and just keep grinding, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Big time matchup across the board. Glad to bring it to you on Friday night here on 92.1. Hanover hosting Frankfurt. Battle of 3-0. Start of district play. Obviously huge in the TBL as well, but should be a lot of fun with Frankfurt again on the road at Hanover. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you.